What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ba-ba-boom. Welcome to Dave Moore, the podcast, following from Dave Moore, the radio show. And now Dave Moore, the author. You're going to have to refer to me as a multifaceted media extravaganza from now on, guys.
Are we going to have a launch party?
No, they asked me that.
Your house. Just us.
They asked me.
Everyone stays over.
You cook.
Listen, can you imagine me hosting? Can you imagine me hosting one of those book launch things? You know where people launch their books
with the warm wine,
and cheese.
You'd love that.
I don't.
You would.
You would.
Yeah.
I don't.
You were like cooking for everybody.
No, sorry, that's different.
Like all that stuff.
No,
like,
no, no,
you
no.
Would love that.
No, I'd love that.
Yeah.
House party in my, or like a dinner party in my, absolutely. I know, I'm talking about where you go along to like, guys, it's upstairs in Bewley's.
Yeah, no.
You know the way? And like, people come out and like, oh, God.
No, don't do that. But do have a, you think you should have a house party of some sort? Well, I'll come up.
He already said yeah to that, I heard.
I've invited all of you collectively and individually to my house anytime you want. And then I hear things sometimes like, yeah. Oh yeah, I was out there, I was playing hurling in Malahide. Did you call in? No, I had to get back across that.
Well, we have a future.
In?
We're going to have a future hangout day.
Why?
Soon. When United play an Ipswich play.
That's right, he's coming over to my house for United Ipswich.
Yeah, it's on the telly.
Yeah, Carl and myself
wow.
Sitting down watching United, and I don't even know what an Ipswich accent is. Ipswich.
Yeah, but see,
probably.
Dave, you like I would do the same thing, except you don't watch anything that I watch. And I don't want to go and watch Man United.
But you're not going to go up to someone's house to watch, like...
Housewives.
I wouldn't call up to watch the...
No, but you could just call over and hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, were you?
But we
no,
all
Tracy
for the
and
pub.
The kids.
Oh,
I'd,
yeah, okay.
I'd head off to the pub and watch
okay.
the match. But look, sorry, I am an author, guys. You're going to have to just... Well, actually, I'm not an author. I'm a compiler. I'm a... Look, basically, I have a massive Word document full of jokes.
Composer. Well, kind of.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, because you have
because
no, you're the
word.
One drawing all the notes together.
There's a word
I like
for that.
That.
No, there's a word. When you have an anthology of poems, you're a curator.
That's what I am.
I'm a curator of bad jokes. So for 15 years, I've been doing bad jokes. Y'all have sent me jokes 15 years. I have them all in one Word document. I took my favorites. I put them in a book. Pre-order it on Easons.com or else get it when it comes out in your Christmas. Thanks, y'all.
When it comes out in your Christmas. Nice.
In your Christmas.
Yeah.
Near in your Christmas.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. But I do think we can't just let this come and go.
You think we should have a dinner party?
Yeah. I'd do something. Hang out.
I could...
we never hang out, guys.
I could go to Dunn's and buy a sandwich.
Or we could all go to the burrito place we like.
Could.
I don't like burritos.
I'm getting the vibe, that Carl just wants some kind of extracurricular activity, which we don't have.
He would like
to hang out with you guys.
He wants friends.
He wants friends, but he probably wants friends to go drinking.
Well, you see, the hurling season is coming to an end.
See, there he is.
I'm bored. So,
not bored, not yet. No, I'm very focused on what's happening, but it's going to come to an end. So I want to have plans.
Okay.
He wants pints.
Well, I don't want burritos. I don't want burritos, and I don't want Man United and Ipswich. Now
oh no,
next?
you aren't invited to that. I'm mistaken now, really. That's things.
Well, anyway, look, we've loads to get through. The most important thing I think this week is that I was able to ask Roy Keane if he washes his legs in the shower. Now, I'm not brave enough to ask the real Roy Keane. I asked Mario Rosenstock's Roy Keane. But while he was on, Mario told us the most incredible Jose Mourinho, Damien Duff story. Mario's phone is written... Special one brackets Portugal.
It's him.
You have his actual.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, Mario did an amazing song back. Was it
06, I think.
06. Yeah. Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, and it was Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
And it went super viral to the point where you went to the Chelsea dressing room to perform it.
Yeah.
to be Jose yeah. in front of Jose yeah. and the, yeah. the players.
And I walked in and he high fives. I walked in dressed as him with my yeah. scarf and everything. Yeah. And yeah. he high fives me on the way into the room. And I went up to a little table which had special one written on it. And I took pre-prepared questions from people like Didier Drogba and all this. And Drogba would be there like going, reading his question, going, Gaffer, do you think we will win the league this year? And I'm like, shut up, Drogba. And McAlealy would be going like, he hasn't a clue who I was. McAlealy. They were just looking up at me going, who's this? You know, comedian.
But you got his number and it's still, like, are you ever in touch?
No. Okay. There's no text
right.
between
that's
us.
That's fair, that's
I
fair.
I just took his number yeah. and I don't even know if it's still his number because it was a Portuguese
I'm
number.
I'm assuming it is.
It probably is, but it was a Portuguese number. But I remember that other day then, of that same day, he said, he had this. Do you know the story about Damien Duff?
No.
Oh, it's great. That day, after I finished the gig, he went, do you want a bottle of wine? Sit down. I went, great. So I was just like drinking wine with Rio Silva or whatever and Jose and sharing a bottle of wine. He had a glass, I had a glass. And then he went, do this, get the phone. I think we have a game. Do a prank. I went, what? And he went, you Duffer? Duffer? I went, Duffer. Yeah, Duffer. Duffer's injured. And that's why he wasn't here today. So maybe you take my phone. You pretend you're me. And make it up.
So what did you make up?
I rang Damien.
Yeah.
So I rang and I just heard, hello? Damien, Gaffer, yes, I need you to play tomorrow. And he went, Gaffer, me leg's broken. I went, you play tomorrow or I will sell you for $2 million to Walsall. And then he sort of started laughing and he kind of went quiet and I think he kind of coughed on.
Right.
But his phone, looking at his phone, it would have gone Josie. Gaffer or whatever.
Oh, stop.
And Josie was there, set that up.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
Unbelievable. Oh, like that moment in Mario's career in 06 or so when he and Jose Mourinho were on phone number giving like levels. That's just
I remember being in school and like, you know, I remember that song being played and all like kind of the Roy Keane stuff and all of that.
And
like
Bex, dry your eyes, Bex.
Yeah.
All that shit, yeah.
I can't even remember, like, there was phones back then, like just someone had it on like a text message or something.
But it was like you had your MySpace or whatever and you would email stuff to each other. Like it was like the internet wasn't the way we use it now. It wasn't all messages and whatever. It was like you'd have to make the effort of sharing it. Like,
yeah,
that went super viral back in the noughties.
Before viral was viral.
Well, one thing that didn't go viral, but it was very popular, was called the Engine Room. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, because I was...
Maria worked with me while I did the engine room.
I never knew about the engine room till recently.
Did you not?
No.
So basically, the engine room show, I'll give it its proper title, The Engine Room Show.
Oh, I just like the engine room.
Was a podcast that I did about cars before podcasts were a thing.
Yeah.
My timing was so wrong. If I'd waited 3 years... I would probably now not work in radio. I'd be a motoring podcaster.
And if you were to republish those now, would they be all out of date and you're talking about new technology?
talking about yeah. the Bluetooth in a car.
12 years
Look
old.
At this cool yeah. Bluetooth thing.
Well, it was like we literally started in 2011 or 12. We started doing a podcast. Myself, Dave Humphries, you'll often hear on this radio show. You might hear him on these podcasts. Who is a motoring journalist. And Stephen Cooper, who's another radio DJ. And the way we worked it out was, Dave Humphries is a motoring expert. I am a motoring enthusiast, and Stephen Cooper had a driver's license. That was the qualification level.
Then
right?
he got it in a cereal box.
Yeah. yeah. So, but yeah, we did like hundreds of episodes.
Yeah.
Every week without fail, even over Christmas and New Year's and holidays, and we were one of those relentless weekly podcasts. We did it, got a huge following, at least 1,000 listens per episode. And so we would have got over 100,000 like listens, but
yeah,
as I said, it was in the days before you could monetize these kinds of things or like find. We did get a sponsor actually for a couple of episodes. Mixed Garage came on and sponsored us.
Mixed Garage,
yeah, and we did loads of events with them. We like did racing down in Mondello and did loads. Went to car launches. It was brilliant. But like I said,
and then
was,
you just went, that's done now.
It was just one of those things.
I'm
it
finished.
Naturally petered out the way these things do.
Imagine the listens that you'd have gotten.
I know. If
now,
we started,
if you could take it out of there and put it into now.
Yeah. yeah.
If
we You'd be like Top Gear.
I don't know about
the
that.
Podcast
but certainly
guys.
Would be like, yeah, because we were so far ahead of the curve. We were too far ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you were.
Do you know what I mean? Like if we'd waited like 5 years and started a big podcast then, or a podcast with the potential to be big. Anyway, it's not that I have any regrets and I don't want to be here, guys. It's totally fine. I'm surprised Kyle actually managed to get in because he's just spending so much time asleep at the moment. Listen, you have to hear what he's going through to get a good night's kip. Kyle Minogue is trying his best. to get the ultimate night's sleep. He will do whatever it takes, including buying stupid things off the internet. You've spoken before about having a pregnancy pillow as your regular pillow.
Yeah.
Just give us a quick description of that.
It's like a boomerang-shaped pillow.
How long?
It's very long. It's like... It's
almost as long as you, like?
Yeah, almost. So I claps onto it. So I have one bit up at the top of my shoulder, lying on my side, and then the other bit goes in between my legs, and I just hold on.
Can I just clarify?
I go to Dreamy Town.
Sorry, I just have an image of, do you know when small dogs just hump a cushion?
No!
That's all I can do now.
Can we just clarify, you're not pregnant?
I am not pregnant. I have had this thing for years. I need to get a new one because it's kind of... Like, I've had it for two years.
You've been humping it for 2 years now. It's starting to get worn away.
I am not pregnant, no, Maz.
Okay, so pregnancy pillow covered. What else has gone on with you? What else have you done recently?
So the sleep mask was the next thing.
Well, hang on. You had a normal sleep mask, but apparently that wasn't good enough.
No.
There was a little bit of light getting in around your nose.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know that, which is so annoying? Then, especially in the morning during the summer, you could see just at the bottom where it lifts over your nose.
Right.
So I was like, I need to upgrade. So I went onto a website that sells cheap things. And I got like this. I showed it to Dave. I got this amazing mask, Maria. It's like molded into your face and it wraps around your nose. Like,
it's
literally,
like, you know,
no,
like swimming goggles.
I was
don't
just
let
say,
light
like,
in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why don't you just wear a pair of swimming goggles?
No, honestly.
Hate them with a Sharpie.
Honestly, it's the greatest thing.
Well, it's not the greatest thing because it doesn't affect your dreams. However, the other thing that you bought stupidly on the internet because it kept showing itself up on your Instagram what?
So the last thing I bought, like in the last maybe 3 weeks, because we live on a busy kind of a road, like, you know, so it's always constantly ambulances. We live near the canal in Dublin, and there's always, the ambulances are near the junction, so they're always turning on their sirens. I'm always waking up, so I can't see anything, but I can hear everything. So anyway, bloody Instagram ads worked on me about 3 weeks ago. Someone must have been hearing me talking about sleep. The Loop earplugs. Have you seen these?
Oh, I've seen ads for these all the time.
Ads have come up.
So they look like they're little circular loops, and then they presumably have a bit that goes in your ear or something.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. And then the flat bit is... So it's not like your normal earplugs that you'd have and you kind of just stuff them in or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like hidden in your ear.
Right.
So anyway, I kept on popping on my Instagram ads. So I bought a set of them, like 20 quid. Like, they're not cheap, but they're not like really deep.
Yeah.
They are actually incredible. Like, I can't hear anything now either.
So it's not just like, because some of those filter out certain frequencies, but this is full on just blocking your ears.
Yeah, full on just
blocking.
So
like the eye mask, but for your ears.
Yeah.
Just sticking your fingers in your ears.
So like, now I'm full like on, like, feel like I'm being buried.
Do they play white noise in your ears?
No, they're just rubber yolks.
Can I just say
how
lucky is Cahill's partner? I mean, she gets into bed and she sees a man with a swimming goggles eye mask. He's got loops in his ears so he can't hear a thing, and he's humping a pregnancy pillow.
The worst thing is she works till like 9 o'clock and I'm in bed at like 8:45 with all of this stuff on. I'm getting my sleep in.
She
and that's why
so
he's
lucky.
Not pregnant.
Yeah, probably. Hey, look, you're bringing up the wrong kind of stuff.
It's got 9:15. But tell everyone, because you've mentioned this to me, how the Loop earplugs are affecting your sleep. Because you mightn't be able to hear anything, but what's happening?
It's like, I don't know, it's starting to like make my dreams really intense and really vivid. Like, I'm remembering every single dream I have now, and some of them are bonkers. Some of them I couldn't even tell you.
Okay, well, tell us the one about the boat that you can't tell.
So we must have been talking about Brezzy going down the River Shannon in the kayaks or something like that, right?
Went
to sleep that night, had a dream, right, that myself and Grainne Shoga were on the Shannon in one of the two-man kayaks, and we had some sort of a rouse, and I wanted to go back up but she wants to, no, I'm going back to Galway. I goes, we have to go with the lads. And she threw me out of the kayak.
Yes.
Go on,
and I remembered it as well. So I don't know if anyone else has the earplugs or they have bad dreams. But I will say something. Aren't I glowing?
You are, in fairness. You look like a very
like a
well-rested man, I'll say
I'm
that
I'm sleeping
much.
Like a king. My love life is a bit crappy. But I'm sleeping.
And now you are single.
Colin Minogue, you just bring it on yourself, to be honest with you. But that image of you humping a cushion will never leave my mind. To be honest with you, I'm quite happy about it. Now, we should say at this point, there are about to be some F-bombs in the podcast. Podcast is a space where you can do this. You put a little E beside it by ticking the explicit box. And then there's some F-bombs and you can decide whether or not you want to listen to it or not, because maybe if you have small people in the car, you listen like that, you maybe don't want them to hear
in
this.
The kitchen.
Wherever, whatever it might be. Yeah, it's up to you. But John Connors is an amazing man. I love chatting to him. And I'm about to break the magic of radio just for the podcast listeners for a second. Sometimes, because of somebody's location or their schedule or my schedule or whatever, we can't always have them in studio at 11 o'clock when we do our celebrity interviews. And John Connors is one of those interviews. He just couldn't come in at 11 that day. We had someone else. And then the day before he went on the radio, we pre-recorded him. I'm sorry.
You've ruined radio for everybody.
Occasionally we pre-record things. But anyway, it meant that John Connors was on the show. That's what I wanted. That was my aim, was to get John on the show, talking about this amazing new movie he's in called Swingbout. However, in the conversation, we got onto the subject of boxing movies. And John has a problem with a certain actor and man producer behind movies, the Creed movies, Michael B. Jordan. As I said, protect your small ears. Here we go.
That last Creed film was the worst boxing film ever made. And I'll tell you why. I have a real thing against that bastard. That Michael B. Jordan fella. He fucking doesn't get the Rocky thing, man. The Rocky thing is humility.
Yes.
And we will go to the ends of the earth with Rocky Balboa as a character.
Yeah.
This fella who came from nowhere and just believed that he could get somewhere if he tried and given his all and was given that shot, he would prepare himself and he would get there. But this fella is just too cool for school in these suits and like there's no flaws to his character. You know what I mean?
Not like Rocky.
Fuck off. That's so shite.
So he's not exactly pulling any punches, to use some boxing terminology. But that's the kind of stuff that happens. Thankfully, we pre-recorded that interview, because if that had been live, I think John would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's be totally honest. I love John Connors, and that movie, Swingbait, is cool. Really, really good. Right, listen, that is the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're on the radio every day, 9 to 12 on Today FM. Tune in when you can. Otherwise, listen to the podcast. See ya.
Goodbye.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.